This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com, everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer, big question for you.
Yes.
Bradley Trainer has chicken in his fridge and doesn't know what to make with it. 651-641-1071, literally crowdsourcing dinner.
What's your go-to chicky recipe? It doesn't have to be chicken breast. It could be like any, because I will say in general, we eat chicken a couple times a week. During the week, that is, and I'm always looking for new and different ways to prepare the other white meat.
651-641-1071. Help Bradley make his chicken.
And Rob, you can just
interrupt whenever a chicken lover calls.
Clearly, that's going to happen a lot. But no, so let's talk chicken chat.
Can I give you a hot tip?
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw this out there.
Okay.
This is what I did one day.
What'd you did?
I had some chicken thighs, and yeah, I was like...
I love chicken thighs.
What am I going to make?
Always got a package in the freezer.
I love me some chicken thighs. I was like, what am I... I don't really feel like making them the way we always make them. Like, I need a new chicken recipe. I was having this moment, the same moment you're having today. And I was standing in my kitchen, and we have a delightful lady that lives on our counter.
Alexa?
Her name is Alexa. And I said to her, Alexa, show me a chicken thigh recipe.
And then she
shows up with all the chicken thigh recipes.
What did you come up with?
I ended up trying, because then you got to like thumb through them and go, okay, like, do I have all the ingredients for this?
Yeah.
So on this particular day, I was a little bit Mother Hubbard in the sense that I did not have a whole lot in my cupboard. But what I did have was the ingredients for a recipe called deviled chicken.
Okay. Devil's chicken.
It's so good, you'll go to hell.
It's made by Sammy Davis Jr. Yes. No, it's called deviled chicken, and it incorporates the following ingredients. Some garlic clove, always have that on hand. A little olive oil, or EVOO, as our friend Rachel Ray
She's not our call friend.
It. She's not our friend. Dijon mustard.
Oh, I got that.
And some panko stuff.
My breadcrumbs.
There's, yeah. I think it's better with panko, but if you got breadcrumbs, I'm not going to judge. Anyway, there's a whole thing that you do, and you dredge the stuff, and then you put it in the stuff, and then you bake it. And it was,
yum.
I'm telling you, the star of that chicken is the Dijon.
Okay, no, the Dijon is the star of my mustard green recipe.
Yeah, there you go.
So I can
you
fully
like the
believe.
Dijon.
I appreciate
chives. Chives are incorporated in that. You can use parsley if you'd like. I mean, I feel like you can get creative and toss anything
yes.
in there. It's kind of shake and bakey, but it's still good.
Tina wants to chime in on chicken chat.
Thank right. you, Tina. Welcome to chicken
Tina.
Chat. What should Bradley do with his boobs?
Cluck cluck. Lady.
So my daughter and I's favorite thing right now to do is lemon pepper chicken Caesar salad.
Ooh, what does that look
and,
like?
It's delicious. Just good old fashioned dash lemon pepper, some chicken, and then my favorite Caesar dressing is Ken's. It's a great Caesar.
I do like his Caesar dressing.
Yeah, that or for your chicken thigh, it is an old school, like back when she was actually somewhat tolerable, Rachel Ray recipe.
I'm here for that.
Chicken, yeah. It's chicken thighs with some stewed tomatoes, some Italian seasoning, green beans and then some heavy cream and serve that over basmati rice.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. It sounds kind of stewy.
And then, of course, when all else fails, throw the chicken in an Italian dressing and eat it with the marinade and couscous.
Ooh, I like that.
Like, thank you for your dinner
thoughts.
You.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you for showing up for Chicken Chat.
See, this is what I love, because you're just like, oh, I never thought of making chicken that way. Because I usually, with my chicken thighs, the bone-in thighs, I usually will roast, because I just them plainsies.
Yeah.
And then I'll do them with something. But I like when people like do things with them other than just put them in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Diane is on the phone.
Let's talk to Diane. Hi, Diane. What is welcome to Chicken Chat. What's your advice for Bradley?
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Say, I was just listening, and I just have this really easy recipe because life gets busy with work and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about
You can put chicken breast or chicken thighs in a crock pot.
Yep.
Put some Fiesta seasoning, you know, the packets.
Okay. Is that like Mexican seasoning?
Yeah.
Okay.
But gives it the flavor of
like tacos?
Fajitas.
Oh, fajitas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fajitas. Got it.
Lost my word. There's a ton
Fiesta,
of
Fiesta, fajita.
In there.
It's all a party in my mouth.
Yeah. And you just let it go in your crock pot, go do your thing, and come back later, shred it up, put it in tacos, or it's really good over cheesy Mexican rice.
Ooh. Oh, I could do that for sure. Oh,
yeah. And so easy and quick. And you just put it in the crock pot. Let it go.
Thank you so much. That's a great reminder. I've been so all up in the Instant Pot, which I'm sure you could do the same thing in the Instant Pot, but I forget that, I can bust out that crock pot
once
in a while.
Yeah, man. Slow cook it. Here, can I give you another thing that we do
Please,
with our chicken
yeah.
at our house?
Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
It's chicken chat, man. We're all chatting chicken.
We will do
Just
this.
Just don't choke it.
We'll do this thing called chipotle.
What is chipotle?
It's my chipotle
chicken
at my house. I do like a copycat chipotle recipe, chicken recipe.
Oh, I see.
And then
like,
we
why
make
chipotle. I'm not getting the chipotle.
Faux chipotle. Faux chipotle. And we make our own chicken bowls.
There you go.
I
love
know
that.
It's real easy.
I do a rice bowl on Thursday nights.
Okay, well,
I use chicken sausage for that.
Neat.
I think Amy's on the phone.
Let's talk to Amy. Hi, Amy. Welcome to Chicken Chat. Tell us about your chicken.
Yeah, well, I have to say firecracker chicken is kind of a go-to in our house.
What is that? Okay. Sounds amazing.
Yeah, I found the recipe on Pinterest, but there's all sorts of things. But it's like honey or brown sugar, olive oil, a little soy sauce, garlic, and hot sauce.
Yum.
You mix all that yummy goodness together, and you can do it in the, you know, on the stovetop. And then if you've got like a nice cast iron skillet, then, you know, you put your chicken in, then you glaze your chicken and let it cook for a little while, then throw it in the oven.
Ooh.
Or with chicken thighs in the slow cooker, just mix up the sauce, dump it over the chicken thighs, shred that up and throw it over brown rice and some broccoli and then thicken your sauce a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic. And you can control your level of spice depending on how spicy you like things.
Mm.
I like that a lot. You just got that off Pinterest?
Yeah, if you just go Google firecracker chicken, it's such an easy go-to, and it's got that, I like using honey when I can use honey, but a little brown sugar in there goes a long way.
No, I love that idea, because I've heard of, like, the firecracker shrimp, so I think whatever it's called, it sounds amazing.
Thank you, Amy,
thanks, Amy,
your call.
Yep, thanks.
Have a great day.
Firecracker chicken. Can't say that three times fast.
I just really want to thank everybody for showing up to Chicken Chat.
Yeah, feel free to keep sending those Chicken Chat recipes because I will take them.
Well, I will tell you, Bradley, do you not use Pinterest?
No, I don't. I haven't used Pinterest since the 1800s.
Pinterest is my cookbook.
Because I get lost on Pinterest.
This is my plug for Pinterest. This is my Pinterest plug. I'm telling
you,
it is the best cookbook around.
Do you know what my Pinterest is?
What?
YouTube.
Fine.
I mean, I'm not trying to not honor your Pinterest. I'm just saying, yes, I get what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I just find that on YouTube a lot because I'm kind of slow and I like watching people do the thing.
Right.
Because then I'm like, okay, because like reading...
is hard.
That's hard.
Words are hard. I get it. I'm just here to tell you, if you ever are like...
Just go to Pinterest.
Okay, so those are my two tips. Pinterest and Alexa. And I'm telling you, it's like dinner roulette. Like, you ask Alexa, you just say, Alexa, I got chicken, what do I make? And she shows you stuff.
You just made a bunch of people's work.
Well, maybe they want chicken, and Alexa will tell them what to make. I have a lot of recipes saved on my Alexa, because she sometimes just randomly shows me recipes.
Can you just tell her to save them?
Yes. So you know how your show, because you have an Echo show, right?
Yeah.
When it'll show you a recipe and you'll just like walk in the room. I don't know if yours does this. Yeah. And it'll be like,
and it's usually something I'm like, girl, we don't eat that at this in this house. Right. Stop showing me caramel fudge
Delights.
Ripple cake.
Right. No, but if you ever happen to see one where you're like, oh, that looks good, you just say, Alexa, save that recipe. Now, congratulations to everybody. I just saved a recipe for you on your show. You're welcome. But that's another place I go whenever I need inspiration.
Do you know what I that girl, we could do a whole segment on her, because she has just been there for me.
Okay, well, let's talk about her tomorrow. She Perfect. Is everybody's best friend.
Now, what do you make Alexa do?
When we come back,
this is going to screw with people.
Well, sorry about it. We can spell it Alexa.
Yep.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, Rebel. Little Rebel Wilson talk after this. All right, we got to talk about Rebel Wilson on the Colleen and Bradley show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hello.
And what the heck is going on with that old Rebel Wilson
okay,
over there then?
You guys, I have a lot to say. So Rebel Wilson.
Well, good, because you have a show.
Has been making, she really has been making herself known in the tabloids for the last year or so.
Mm-hmm. The year of health.
Specifically, you'll remember it related back to her, quote, year of health in 2020. That's the goal. Well, we've moved on, and so now we have different narratives for her, mm-hmm. and the tired female celebrity narrative continues. Don't worry. Following her breakup, she's now moving on to break other hearts. Yes. Oh, why do I know this? Because Hello Magazine headline, Rebel Wilson hints at a new romance in flirty figure-hugging dress. So I was like, wait a minute. This lady is already moving on from Hottie Jacob P. Bush Anheuser-Busch heir, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who don't know, Colleen, do you just want to catch them up, like, what happened with her publication?
What happened went like this. She lost all of her weight, and then within like weeks was like, hey guys, by the way, I've been quietly dating this guy, Jacob P. Bush, for a really long time, and we're super in love. And then they went on vacations and private airplane rides and skiing, and like they did all the things, and they posed awkwardly for pictures, and there was literally no chemistry betwixt them. But they were working for each other. Until they weren't anymore. And then suddenly we didn't see them out anymore. And then she was like, arg, on my way to the Super Bowl. So many things on my mind. Single girl goes to Super Bowl. And everybody's like, what? You single? And then that's where we are now.
Keep in mind that Jacob P. Bush has not said anything about his breakup with his, you know, the woman he's been secretly dating.
Okay,
thank you. Since we're just being real. Rebel Wilson, you're welcome to come on the program and tell us why we're wrong. But in the meantime, in between time, we'll use our noggins, use our noodles to tell you what we know. So with her hair pinned half up and delicate curls falling over one shoulder, Rebel added a classic smoky eye and a nude lip to finish off a mesmerizing look. This was
stop, please. Seriously.
Captioning the photo, she teased, quote, thinking about you this weekend.
Okay.
Followed by two pink hearts revolving around each other. So fans were quick to respond to her latest look, telling her that she looked beautiful. And also, oh my God, are you dating somebody else already?
No, and the answer to that is no, but she wants you to think that she is, so that you'll be talking about her. Like, okay, who's next?
Yeah, exactly. So again, back to my initial thesis, the tired female celebrity narrative continues, because again, our biggest criticism here is not with the individual known as Rebel Wilson, it's the storylines and the narratives and the tabloid, like the way that she, because think about this.
Oh, I have been.
Of all the celebrities, like, it's not to say Rebel Wilson isn't a highly successful, qualified, totally worthy of attention celebrity. But in the last year, what has she really done to garner headlines other than push the personal side?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Of things.
Carry the one. Nope, nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Nada.
So we're left to say, okay, so she's trying to keep her name out there, which is a thing celebrities do, so no shame in that game. But it's the stories that she's telling to keep her name in headlines that I'm like, you guys, this is like 10 years, 15 years old.
Okay.
Like the idea that a woman finally gets love after dropping some LBs and now she can like break hearts up and down the street because she dropped some LBs. Like, I just, that's so lazy.
I want to rewind a little bit because I want to go back to basics. I want to remember when we first started to
smell her.
We were like, what's happening here?
And you mean with the like weight loss or what?
With the whole package that she's pushing. That is the year of health, down 60 pounds, glow up, dating hot man with abs, who has a personality like a doornail, by the way.
Oh my gosh, you guys watched the YouTube videos when he was dating Adrian Maloof?
Yes, maybe.
And he looked, did I just make that up?
I can't, it sounded right, and then it sounded wrong.
Adrian Maloof.
All right.
Who is rather aloof, or a goof.
Well.
If you look at the YouTube videos where he's like completely bombed, and she's bombed, and they're talking about some product that they've invested in.
It's really.
And he is like so clueless.
Yeah. I just, there's not a lot.
And he hasn't said anything.
Nothing.
So, I have held off so many times from sending him a direct message being like, so do you have any comment on, but that's weird. So I'm not doing that. But
so when we first started to sniff this, what does that smell? What did we deduce? Yes. What did we deduce it was all about?
Deduce in this case was what, the lies
what was dropped.
That she was de-pooping.
No, but what we realized was this was all about making a career shift for her from frumpy
yes
comedic sidekick to romantic lead,
yeah.
Right? And she is still pushing that as hard as possible, right? Because
and
she shows
also
up in
with
her
a
own
side of intense SponCon,
right?
Sponsored content, because if you follow her on social media, it is nary all but SponCon.
Well, which is, I think, floating her until her next paycheck shows
well,
up.
Well, her current paycheck, which is one of the reasons that she's been trying to keep her name afloat, is the Pooch Perfect thing.
Yeah.
Or it's not called Pooch Perfect,
yeah,
is it?
Oh. Yeah, it is, I think. Anyway.
If it's not, it should be, because it finally just occurred to me why Pooch they would call Perfect. It Pooch Perfect.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Anywhoozy whatsy, she yeah. is, the thing about her, this is what's frustrating to me, is that, like, I see her pictures, I see her Instagram photos, she's a beautiful woman. She's a beautiful woman, but that needs to be enough. But
yeah.
But she's not making it enough.
No.
She's pushing
she's doing
really
like
hard.
Sexy, you know, cutout
yeah.
caricature.
You're better than that, Rebel. You don't have to do that. Crazy Stupid Idiots coming up next on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk. 40 degrees, you guys.
I don't even know what that feels like.
Everybody just take off an article of clothing and go outside.
Hey.
Just let the sunshine hit your skin. Okay, not like that. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Crack a window.
Air it out. And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well then, I guess one could say, that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for Crazy Stupid Idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly. Over and over again. Oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
Florida.
And sometimes other places.
Like
West Sussex.
Oh.
Yeah, we're
going. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Yeah, we're going international. They must be so proud of this resident of Sussex. Now, there are some things we don't know in this story, so don't ask, okay? But this guy from West Sussex, he was wanted by the police. We don't know why.
Okay.
But he had done something, and it made him wanted by the police. But he'd been successfully evading the cops for quite some time, and he just turned himself in. He marched on into the West Sussex, police department.
Okay.
And said, I'm here. Take me away. Lock me up. And the police were like, oh, well, thanks for coming. Thanks for turning yourself in. Yep, we've been looking for you for some time now. Why is it that now is the time you'd like to turn yourself in? And this is what makes him a crazy, stupid idiot. Or genius, but then his roommates are crazy, stupid idiots. He said, quote, he would rather go back to prison than have to spend any more time with the people he was living with. He chose the peace and quiet of prison over his roommates.
Wow. That is really sad for those roommates.
Right? Like
somebody would rather go to prison.
Prison than live with your loud, annoying, obnoxious. A wanted male handed himself into the team yesterday afternoon. This is the tweet from Inspector Darren. Da, 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 da. Inspector Darren. A wanted male handed himself into the team yesterday afternoon after informing us he would rather go back to prison than have to spend more time with the people he was living with, one in custody and heading back to prison to serve some further time on his own. There you
go. That is so sad.
Right?
I mean, I have had uncomfortable roommate situations before, but actually, are any roommate situations not uncomfortable?
I don't know. I got to be real. I
think over the age of 30-ish.
I haven't had a roommate that I didn't marry or create.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Since I was in my 20s. Teens, 20s.
I think I was probably in my early 30s.
When you had your last roommate?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, 21. I was done.
Lived on my own a little bit in my 20s. Yeah. Lived on my own a little bit in my 30s.
Nothing better than living on your own.
Oh my God, can I just tell you?
It's the best, knowing that every mess is your mess.
For some reason, Jamie wakes up one morning and decides to leave town for good. And just leaves a Dear John note on the table.
It's just going to be you.
Just ain't nobody moving into my house. Mm-mm. I don't care who you are.
No, thank you.
Bye. Bye. Crickets. Okay. Can we go to Toronto?
Let's.
I want to tell you about a Toronto area constable, which I think is just a police officer, who is facing.
I thought that was when you couldn't get stuff. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave that over there because we're just going to end up in some really, really bad territory.
Go on.
Number two. No, I want to tell you about this one constable who was charged in corruption, or in a corruption investigation, rather, and all this other stuff.
Okay. Corruption and other stuff.
So, right. Dick Senior, His name is Richard, but he goes by Dick.
Okay.
Dick did some stuff.
Okay.
And his name is Dick Senior, as I said. So we'll just call him Mr. Senior. Otherwise, you're going to get distracted.
Okay.
So it turns out Mr. Senior instigated some stuff. Okay. And that stuff was illegal. And, you know, that's not that unusual, right? People do illegal stuff. He was arrested as part of a broader corruption probe back in 2018 that initially charged a bunch or charged him with like 30 offenses. A bunch of them were withdrawn, but included like trafficking cocaine and steroids.
Okay. He was real busy.
He also like planned to rob a fictitious drug warehouse. Like, so this was he was corrupted.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not crazy stupid idiot status. It's why he said he was corrupted that earned him crazy stupid idiot status.
Is it because he was possessed by somebody?
No.
Or something?
He was not. I mean, at least that was not part of his explanation.
Okay. Is it because he wanted attention?
No, it was because he wasn't trained appropriately on how to not do the right thing.
How to good cop.
Yeah. In fact, he said he didn't intend to act dishonestly and simply lacked training on certain police procedures.
Okay.
You mean to tell me that it's illegal to traffic cocaine?
What?
And steroids?
What?
I didn't know this.
So what you're saying is he did not come to Earth with what we would call common sense.
No, this was a dumb dick. Senior.
Is that also... No, that's another word for investigator, right?
Like a private dick.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What's but this was a public dick. He's a public dick, right? Okay. Like, he works for the public.
I suppose you're right.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Mr. Senior.
What happened to him? What happened to him?
He went to jail for a long time.
Okay.
Dick is now in jail. Bad dick.
The public has now gone private.
I know you want to say pupil.
I just don't want to say the nickname for Richard.
Why? That's his name, Dick. It's not a nick. It's not. It's just his name.
I suddenly feel very uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like if I'm looking at nipples, like I feel that kind of uncomfortable.
Nipples make you uncomfortable?
Yeah, we've talked about this.
That's really weird.
Men's nipples make me feel very uncomfortable.
Why?
I don't know. They look like eyeballs, and I.
Have you seen women's nipples?
Well, yeah, but we usually keep them covered up. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't, like, if I'm at, like, a pool, or, I don't know, it's a real hot day, I'm not running the risk of seeing lady nipples, but I do run the risk
Sometimes you can see them through their...
That's true.
Or, you know.
Stuff. But I do run the risk of encountering male nipples.
I look forward to it most days.
It makes me very uncomfortable.
Oh, okay. Well,
very uncomfortable.
Then I'll make sure not to take mine out.
I just feel like there's four eyes looking at me. Very awkward. All right. Would you like to know my last crazy stupid
idiot? I would.
Thank you for asking. For this story, we are going to go to Reynoldsville. Where is that?
Where they make the wrap?
Apparently. I don't actually know where this is, but it doesn't matter. Clearfield, Reynoldsville. Okay, neat. So, you never watched the show Breaking Bad, did you?
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, one of the things about that show was that, I don't want to give anything away, but I think most people know this by now, is that they had a mobile meth lab.
Yeah.
And they used
about the meth, right?
Yeah. And they used an RV to cook meth.
Sure.
But they would usually like drive it out to the desert and do the stuff and then drive it back and park it in a driveway. Well, this guy, Jeffrey Scott Klein Jr., he's got three names, so you know he's a CSI. He's 39 years old, and he was driving around in his RV, and he got pulled over by the cops. And the cops were like, hey, we need to see your license and registration.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I don't know if I have that. And they were like, okay, you're acting bizarre.
Yeah.
And you don't have the right documentation. So what's going on here? And then they were like, why don't we just take a little look-see? And then the cops walked in and they were like, oh, hey, meth lab. And so then he got arrested. So he was driving around in his meth lab without the proper registration or licensure, got pulled over by the cops, and then they found out that it was a mobile meth lab, and that was the end of that story. They also, they asked him if he had any narcotics on him, and he was like, I got a marijuana pipe. And then they were like, oh, and a whole meth lab. So he tried to like tell a half truth by like, then, I've got some, you know what I mean? Like he thought like, if I tell him I've got the marijuana, maybe they'll leave me alone.
Yeah. Like, oh no, I got this marijuana over here. Look over here. Don't look over there at the meth lab.
Yeah. Yeah. Look over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's been arrested and he did say that he was trying to cook meth in his vehicle. That the chemicals never reacted and smoked. So they're not, it wasn't really meth. I don't know enough about the recipe.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know enough.
If you were trying to make meth and it didn't work, that's not, that doesn't absolve you of the crime.
Yep.
Do you remember when people were trying to make meth at the Walmart?
Yeah. In like,
with like Mountain Dew bottles?
Yes, exactly. I do remember that.
We talked, like, that was crazy, stupid idiots from like the prehistory.
Yeah.
I just remember they would find random people making meth in the aisles of Walmart.
With,
I think, because it like
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew and like fertilizer or something.
Yeah, I don't
know. Maybe
even,
I made that up.
No, I think the fertilizer, I think you're right. Don't try that at home.
Please don't.
When we
just
come
don't
back,
make meth.
Yeah.
Thank you.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we're going to take a little break from the Throwback Live. And this is my Holly appreciation moment. Holly's off this week. And I'm telling you, Holly is what makes the Throwback Live happen. And so we just thought, you know what? We're going to just take a break from it. So when we come back, a little something fun, we're going to visit Quarantine Lifestyles with the Rich and Famous. This is the Island Edition. After this on My Talk 107.1. Colleen Lindstrom.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
We like to check in with the celebrities to figure out, you know, how they're spending all of their time in the midst of the pandemic. And when we do that, we call it Quarantine Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
And I don't think I can find that thing,
that's
so
fine.
We're just going to do this.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip.
Although I don't know that that's the best image, but like I'd be stranded on a tropical island, right? Quarantines of the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Or what is it? Quarantine
Lifestyles of the Rich
you got
and Famous.
It.
I was here for you.
We never got to this story, and the story itself came out last week about Tim McGraw and Faith Hill's $35 million private island.
Oh my gosh.
Called The Best Place on Earth. And it went up for sale. For all I know, it's already sold. So just let's not think about reality too terribly much.
Okay.
But maybe we could round out the show just pretending that we're about to embark upon the 20-acre island with 1.3 miles of water frontage in Exumas, Bahamas.
Oh.
No? So did you see the story initially?
Well, I remember you talked about the island, and now I'm looking at pictures of the island, and now I don't want to talk anymore.
Four-bedroom island for sale. I like how four it's described bedroom. As a like four-bedroom island.
Island is a bedroom.
If you go through the People magazine article, Colleen, where it says been listed for $35 million, if you click on that, the Knight Frank, which I think is the realtor.
Oh, yeah, they don't use like Coldwell Banker.
No, this is not like... like realtor.com.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But Edouard de Mallet Morgan is
this is too beautiful.
The person we need to contact for this four bedroom island with five baths and one couch. I don't know what the couch symbol means. Reception room. It has a reception room.
The second I opened this up, Tracy Jones is here to help with any questions I may have.
Yeah.
I have so many questions.
A private island like no other in the heart of Exumas, Bahamas. And it's 19.77 acres, so basically 20-acre island.
Oh, my gosh, it's so beautiful.
And I'm just opening up these photos and going full screen ahead. It literally is everything you'd want in a private island. It's private,
and it's an island.
And frankly, the fact that it only has four bedrooms, I think, is a selling point.
Right? That means not many people can come visit. I will say I'd have to swap out the couches, you know, because they're white, and that's tough to clean.
In general, all of this whiteness needs to go away.
Oh, my gosh.
Which photo are you enjoying?
The bedroom. With the entire wall full of windows that you can open up out onto the sea.
This is what I will have at some point in my life, and I'm just putting it out in the universe again.
Outdoor bathtub.
I want walls that open so that I can have indoor-outdoor living.
Me too.
Like,
there's like yurts on the beach. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and like your
that
tub.
That is not a cocktail, by the way.
Yurts on the beach. That doesn't sound.
That's the non-alcoholic version of sex on the beach.
Does not sound good at all.
All of a yurts on the beach.
By the way, really quickly aside, while we're pondering what life would be like on this four-bedroom private island, which has like its own
everything
island,
it has its own everything.
We had we did takeout from a Mexican place. What did you think I was going
to? I don't know. You got a little stuck there for a second.
To take out. Uh-huh. And I ordered a pina colada to go, a virgin pina colada to go, because I just wanted to have that
The whole
cruise
experience.
Ship, private island moment. They forgot my...
You didn't get your pina colada.
They forgot my virgin pina colada.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know, feel sorry for me.
I do.
While we feel sorry for ourselves not living on this private island. I mean, what is you used to be, we finally got you on team private island, right?
Kind
of. Because Colleen originally wanted no part of the private island because she thought it would be too much work.
Right, like it's just a lot to
like,
take care
of. Like, oh, I just
of.
Don't have all this time to deal with my private island. It's just too much.
Here's what,
so what changed your mind?
Well, a pandemic, I think. I was like, Calgon, take me away. Like, just the idea of having a place where it's always beautiful.
Yeah, it literally is always beautiful.
Everything is set up for your relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yep.
It's a lot of places to sit. There's yurts on the beach.
I will say, to me, it's a little big. Because I only have...
I'm sorry. It's too... I don't know what to do with
the
that.
The residence part. Like, I don't need all this stuff. I don't need all these couches.
Well, you do. Because you might get bored sitting on the same couch
That's
all day.
True. That's true.
You got to move to another couch. And you kind of do need some more space because you got a whole staff. You got to keep them busy all day, right?
So, yeah.
And they got
to
clean all that stuff.
They have to have stuff to dust.
Right.
If I'm paying for it, they better be doing the
work.
Well,
and listen, if those windows are open all the live long day, I mean, just they probably have to make a few rounds,
because
stuff gets in there.
Mm-hmm.
I do worry about bugs. I'm not going to lie. I think it looks beautiful, but this is how I feel about nature. I like to look at it, but I don't want it up
bugs.
In my grill.
It's paradise. They don't have bugs in paradise.
No bugs in paradise. It just... This is how the other half lives.
It's not even the other half, honey.
This
it's
is the 1%. How the 1% lives.
Yeah, sadly.
And we'll never know. And that's fine. That's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm fine.
But here's the truth. You can
Bradley,
go here.
You wanted the island life, and what you were looking for was a virgin piña colada.
That's true.
And these B words can fly off to their actual island to get their island vibe on.
Yeah, they're like, oh, do you want a virgin piña colada?
Bradley wants a takeout virgin piña colada.
In a snowstorm.
In a snowstorm. And these B words can just like fly to their island.
It's true. On their private jet, no doubt. Man. Because it's Tim McGraw and...
Who, by the way, I did not realize that he really adds to the scenery.
Oh, he is not an ugly man.
Not even a little bit. Like, I just don't spend a lot of time looking at him, but there's this picture of him laying on one of them white couches, and I'm like, does he come with the property?
Right? Although, you gotta feel like a guy like that is a little high maintenance.
I mean, I'm not gonna maintain him. That can be his own
business.
Like,
in one of these photos, he has a knife strapped to his chin, because I imagine he, when catching fish, likes to dispatch them right on...
He's gonna scuba dive and kill a shark. Have you seen Jaws? I have.
I'm fine with that.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, you were gonna say something about paradise?
I don't know. I just want to go there.
Me too! I want to go to there. Well, you know,
soon.
We can't all be this soon. Rich. What? Were you going to ask if I was going on any vacations soon?
Are you going on any tropical vacations soon?
None. Zero. Actually, the most tropical vacation I'm about to go on is out to my car.
Hey, look, 40 degrees. I'm not complaining.
Right?
That's shorts
weather. Telling you, why couldn't we have had this over the weekend? Right?
The weather. I will say Saturday was beautiful because it was sunny and I was really excited for Sunday, and then it got kind of snowy and just gray. So I wasn't really here for that. But today, if it's still sunny out, I have no idea. Rob, is it sunny outside?
Little breaks here and there.
Yeah, because we're in this, we're both removed.
We've been in the
from
dark
windows.
Since March 16th.
Which sometimes is a good thing. I'm not going to lie. Like, every once in a while, I'm thankful that we have no windows. Today, or on a sunny day, when it's warm outside, then I'm not so thankful. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, there's a private dock.
Oh.
Three staff houses, so you're the people that work for you.
They're not going to live all up in your
space. Be up in your business.
Oh. Yeah. I was... No.
All right. Well, if any of you out there buy this place, just...
Call us.
Give us a jingle. We'll come spend the weekend.
Yeah.
For free.
No problem.
Yeah. You don't have to pay us.
Lori and Julia are coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay safe out there. Bye.
Have you been waiting for just the right job? Then welcome to the end of your search. Amazon has seasonal warehouse jobs in your area, and now is a great time to apply. You can start getting paid right away and work close to home. Applying is easy. You don't even need an interview. So what are you waiting for? Come join the team and get a great seasonal job offer today. Visit amazon.com/hiring. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.